children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And you guys that looked at the info, you know what we're going to do tonight. It's going to be really interesting. And before we get started, let me first say that we are sponsored by Hydramay Skin Nutrition. That's HYDRAME.com, Hydramay.com, Skin Nutrition. And if you have not tried their products yet, then you don't understand why I rave about them. But, you know, I like all natural, all organic, and I love that it absorbs through your skin and is actually nutrition, not just something to stick on the top of your skin. It leaves my skin feeling soft and without any kind of sticky residue, and it's just wonderful. It absorbs right in because it's nutrition, not just a cover-up. So please do try that if you haven't. Now, tonight, I have on Andras again, Andras Navai from my town of Sedona here, and he has the Pendulum Works, which is the largest pendulum store in the world, and you can get him online at thependulumworks.com. Last week, I had Andras on talking about pendulums and how to use them and the inner child. Now, this week, if you have not checked on the show info yet, you need to go check that. I put a couple pictures of the crystals that I got from Andras. And we're going to be talking about transformational stones and how they can help us now in this day and age. And I'll tell you about my experiences that I've had with them, too. So, welcome to the show, Andras.
Thank you very much, Valerie. And here we are. And I really love that intro. You sang very well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was me in the shower with a couple of friends. I wish. Actually, that was my friend Misa, Reverend Misa Hopkins, who is a wonderful Cherokee sound medicine healer, and her friend Richard, and not her partner. This is someone that's a singing partner that she had to do a couple CDs and things, and that comes from the CD Misara. Is the name of their business, and it is just amazing, and I just love that CD. I especially love that cut. That was perfect, and she gave me permission to use that for my radio show a couple years ago, at least, and I just love it. Every time I listen to it, I'm like, yeah, right on, wake up. So thank you for that, so I could acknowledge Misa and Rich, because they just did a lovely job on that. So now tonight, Andras, my dear friend, I am really privileged, I have to tell the listeners this. I am privileged to have you as a friend and to have known you for a number of years and many lifetimes. But the thing that's really cool, people, is I get to go play over at Andras's Crystal Palace, you know? I get to go over there and I go, ooh, and he says, look at these. I have all these different celestial Herkimers from all these different countries in the world. And I went, ooh, ah. And I got to go through all of the boxes of the rose quartz, the new transitional rose quartz, and of the Hungarian Neri amethyst, and all this kind of stuff. I got to play with the pendulums. Oh, my God. I'm like a kid in a candy store when I get to do that. And I'm like touching all of the crystals and going, oh. So thank you, Andras, for that. It's always fun.
And they love being touched.
Yes, they do. And I had one that touched me in the way that I had to take him home because he's actually a little old man. And so, people, if you would look at the Enlightened Medicine Show info section, when you look at the index, just click on info, or you can go to my page on bbsradio.com, And you will see two photos there that I took of the little old man crystal that is the transformational rose quartz, and Andrash is going to talk about that. And then I have a picture of the Neri quartz, the amethyst, that's below that. So please take a look at both of those because they are really remarkable. And Andrash is going to tell you all about that. And I can tell you as a witness that the first time that I was allowed to hold a piece of the transformational rose quartz, it was like, oh my God. It just blows open your chakras and clears stuff out and changes your DNA. And I didn't even know what it was supposed to do. But I can tell you that I definitely felt it. And size has nothing to do with it, you know, like in so many things in the Stone Kingdom. There are certain things, it doesn't matter whether they're small or large, if they got the juice for you, they got the juice. And so for me, the first piece I picked up was relatively small. And there's, you know, precautions about, you know, don't hold this for too long because it could be too much. And, you know, Andra should go through all that stuff, I'm sure. So without further ado, since we did your intro and everything last week, and people should go back and listen to that so that they hear about the pendulums too, Andras, if you would just start talking about the transformational stones and start to explain to people, what exactly does that mean?
Well, you know, I have a belief. I've been in the stone business for 30 years, and according to my past life regressions and also some pendulum dowsing, I know that this is the eighth lifetime that I have working with crystals exclusively, which means that I've worked with them in other lifetimes, but specifically in eight lifetimes where I was a crystal master. And a crystal master was a type of job, it was a position in Lemurian and also in Atlantean times. And those are two civilizations. The Lemurian existed for about approximately 150,000 or more years in the center of the Pacific Ocean. And the Atlantean civilization we've heard a lot about was in the Atlantic Ocean. Both of them sank under the waves for various reasons. We won't go into that tonight. So I have a lot of experience with crystals, and I just sense and feel things about them. And I'm very sensitive to crystals, as many people are today. It's not uncommon. So yeah. My feeling is, my theory is, after 30 years of working with crystals in this lifetime, that God brings to us certain crystals as we need them. Now, they've been there all along. They've been in the ground, but somehow they're hidden from us until a certain time. And then suddenly we find them, just as we need them and just as we are able to handle them. Now, this is important information because the three crystals or four crystals right now that we are really selling a lot of and recommending to people and that I've shown you mm-hmm. are the what you're calling the pink transformation quartz. We call it transformation quartz. The official name of it is Himalayan ice interference quartz. Most of the specimens are pink in color. And it is the highest vibration quartz I have ever come across or worked with. I use a pendulum to determine how many chakras a particular stone vibrates to. And those of you who don't know what chakras are, those are the seven energy centers of the body. And they correspond to the endocrine glands in the body. And the there are more than just these seven chakras. There are chakras that continue outside the body. So we have some crystals that we may get from Brazil or the United States and Arkansas. And these may vibrate up to the seventh or eighth or ninth chakra, some of them up to the 15th. Very few of them are consecutive. In other words, one crystal might vibrate to chakras 2, 5, 7, 9, 10, 11, and that's it. Or another one might go up to 19 and 20, or some other one might go to 26 or 27. So up until a few years ago, the most powerful crystal I'd ever found was a combination, and this is the first time that this is being published, this information I'm giving you right now. Mm-hmm. The highest I'd found was when Herkimer diamonds, which come from quartz crystals from Herkimer, New York. When Herkimer diamonds are in combination with calcite, then they work with a greatly increased set of chakras. And chakras are not only the energy centers of the body and outside the body, but they also represent dimensions. So when we say chakras 1 through 7, we're also talking about dimensions 1 through 7.
Hmm.
So this, up until recently, the Herkimer diamond quartz, and they're very beautiful crystals, the Herkimer diamonds, and they always work only with chakras 5, 6, and 7. That's the throat, the third eye, and the crown chakra at the top of the head. But when they are born with, or in conjunction with, or grow together with calcite, in other words, there are calcite crystals growing on the Herkimer diamond, or that there are Herkimer diamonds growing on a large piece of calcite, then that crystal will vibrate from 1 through 33 without missing any chakras. So it's a very wide range, and until recently that was the broadest range I had ever found. Then I was introduced to this ice quartz, which I have I sell and represent as transformation quartz, and this suddenly jumped the range from 33 up to 44. In other words, the quartz that you got, that pink quartz, vibrates from chakra 1 to 44. And I don't pretend to know what all these chakras are. I do know that it's an incredible range of abilities and skills and things that you can do with it. It has definitely to do with consciousness, because when you get much above chakra 8 or 9 outside the body, you're up in the higher self, the superconscious self, and into the Christ consciousness. And this is not about Christianity, by the way. The Christ consciousness is a level of consciousness. It doesn't matter what religion you are.
Right.
So this is the one you're talking about. And recently, in the last maybe 1.5 to 2 years, we have come forth, or God has come forth, or man has found, men and women have found, several very, very unusual and transformational stones that are perfect for this time in history.
Mm-hmm. Did I lose you?
No, I'm letting you talk.
Oh.
I talked enough for a minute.
Okay.
I'm letting you say something.
Okay. Well, I am transfixed, as I'm sure that the listeners are, because I felt this. And I have to say that now, I knew nothing about 44 chakras or any of that kind of stuff. I know that I've been up through the 76th dimension, maybe beyond, but I never really think about those things. You know, when I do my work, I'm just wherever I'm supposed to be, and I don't get concerned about names or where I am or anything else. One of the things that I noticed with this transformational quartz, first of all, it looks like rose quartz, except more more geometric. And some of them that I saw that you had actually had, you know, like a normal kind of an Arkansas quartz structure, you know, the six-sided structure and things like that.
Yeah.
If the listeners look at the info section on the BBS website, they will see a couple pictures that I took of the piece of quartz that I got from you, which looks like an old man. And the thing that's really remarkable about that is it looks that way from three different angles. Now, for some reason, the other side view didn't come out. But I mean, it was just amazing. And I looked at it and I thought, wow, isn't that interesting? One of the things that I noticed with the transformational quartz, and it took a while to build up because I'm used to working with pretty high energy stuff to begin with, but once it started to take hold, it was really interesting. It was like I felt this heat within my body, and I felt a connection that I normally feel when one of the ascended masters, like Jesus Christ, walks in. which I thought was kind of interesting. I don't know quite what to make of that because I didn't see any beings when that happened. But I felt the energy. And it was definite. And it was very high. And it was warm and loving and very connected. So now I haven't had time to really, you know, kind of experiment with it and see where it goes. I got that crystal because I just had to, because, you know, how many times you look at a rock and it looks like an old man. So I said, perhaps there's something there, you know, for me to take a look at. And so it was quite interesting. Now, one of the listeners is asking, how about putting those high-frequency quartz into the nuclear receptor or projector that Fred Bell makes? Now, you've seen those things that I work with, Andras. And, you know, they're in the Fibonacci series, and then they have the stone that's on the bridge that that focuses the energy. That's a good question. I wonder what would happen with that.
I don't know. We'll have to try it sometime.
Yeah,
Come up with very high frequencies. You would come up with some very, very high frequencies. This quartz is called ice quartz, not just because somebody just sort of made it up, but it's called ice quartz because it was found as the glacier in the Himalayas was receding, and it was under the glacier. Now, you all know what normal quartz looks like. It has six sides, and this doesn't look anything like that. It looks like some rock you would find out in the street or out in the driveway, but when you look closer, it's this beautiful translucent pink color, and what you see in the quartz itself are all kinds of nooks and crannies and little caves, and some of these caves are four-sided pyramids. Some of them are squares or cubes. And these are where other minerals have lived in this crystal and have melted out or been removed by other acids and other things over millions of years of time. Now, what happens is that this leaves certain sacred geometric forms inside of the crystal. So if you look at some of these, and it's very hard to see in this photograph that that Valerie has here for you, but if you look close, there are some little nooks and crannies and little cavelets that are spinning and twisting. They twist in if you can imagine a four-sided, the base of a pyramid, but it twists in, and it doesn't go in straight, but twists in, which is what causes this to go through several different dimensions. So there's some sacred geometric qualities that are in this crystal. Plus, it has a quality of survival because it has survived for so many years being rubbed and crushed and ground under the incredible billions of tons of weight of the glacier, and yet it has survived and grown. The biggest pieces that we've seen are similar to the one that Valerie has here in the photograph, which is about 6 or 7 inches long. I think the biggest one I've ever seen is only about 8 inches long and maybe 2.5 inches wide. But as she said earlier in the show, even a small one of these, even something that's maybe 1 inch by 1 inch, packs a tremendous wallop. It's very powerful, very, very powerful, so much so that we recommend to our customers that they don't carry this or wear it or sleep with it, or don't have it around for more than about 2 hours. Now, this depends on each individual. Some people could take 3 or 4 hours, but generally speaking, I would say 2 hours is about all you'd want to have this around because it's so powerful. There's so much. It's sort of like having too much of a good thing. It's sort of like one cup of coffee can be delicious and wake you up a little bit, but 10 or 12 cups of coffee and you're approaching a psychotic episode or something like that. So they're very, very, very strong.
Yeah, and it was interesting because when I first saw them, I was standing in your showroom and I was invited to, you know, pick up whatever one I wanted to feel it. And I went to the smallest one out of the batch that was there because it was the most powerful. And I thought, well, that's interesting, but I'm used to that kind of stuff happening with stones. And when I came back to get one for my staff and to that's not people staff, that's my wood staff. But when I went to...
Right, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, not the people. One wouldn't go through all those. But I have this staff that's part of my elderhood ceremony that's quite powerful and was given to me by spirit. And so I've been, you know, constructing this for years, basically. And I went to get a piece specifically to put on that. And the whole reason I did that is because the reason for being for the staff and for my being here is to help people with their transformation. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't even be here. And I'm quite aware of that. And, you know, people may think that's a little dramatic, but it's not. You know, at some point you know the reason that you're here. And having been near death so many times, I'm quite aware of why I'm here. So I was looking for something that would assist with that, that would have such an effect on people that it would instantly help them to heal and to remember who they are without me really having to do anything. And so that's why I was looking for a piece of transformational quartz. And it's rose quartz, so it's all, you know, from the heart. And the interesting thing about it is that each piece speaks to different levels of our being. And, you know, when I heard about transformational rose quartz and being crushed by the glacier and everything else, I went, hey, now I know why I like that stuff. I resemble those remarks, not crushed by a glacier, but certainly crushed by life many times. And maybe some of you out there have felt that too. And so, you know, we have an identity with this kind of stone because we realize what it takes to survive. And with everything that's been going on and what's happening today because of the eclipse and everything else, like, oh, my God, you know, the energy is just kind of difficult to take sometimes. But we are all in transition, and it has to be mediated by the heart. And so when you use a stone like this transformational rose quartz, you're starting from the point of the heart, and it's expanding above and below as, you know, as far as 44 octaves or 44 chakras, whatever you want to call them. And that's really, really useful because it can help you to move through whatever you're stuck in right at the moment. And I don't know about you guys, but I hate being stuck. And so while my life may be a little bit too dramatic for a lot of people and move too fast, I can't handle being stuck. And so if I'm ever in those doldrums, you know, where I can't move, it seems, for weeks at a time, I'm looking for a way to blast out of it because that's not normal for me and it doesn't feel good. You know, other people would say, well, you should rest. Okay, I'll rest for a week and then I'm done. You know, I need to be moving. And you know, part of that's because I know we're kind of on a timetable here and everything else. So what I'm suggesting is you might want to try some of this transformational quartz, which, by the way, is pretty reasonable considering what it does. And I'm really wanting to know more about what it can help us to do. And I was so transfixed by the experience that I had with it, just holding it for about 5 or 10 minutes, that it really surprised me because I haven't felt that kind of power in a long time. You know, we've been talking about amethyst for a long time and about how it's no longer the healing stone. And we'll get into amethyst a little bit later. But, you know, part of it is because we have changed. And where we're going has changed, and so we need something else. Humanity is at a different crossroads now.
Well, this amethyst is helping us at this crossroads. The one that you have photographed here is from the Nyíri. It's a town in Hungary, and that's where this comes from. There's very little of it, and you can't quite see in the photograph, but it's called druzy, because it's of tiny little pieces of quartz that have grown together. Actually, they're needles of quartz, about an inch long, 3/4 of an inch to an inch long, needles of quartz that are next to each other. But they're so thick, they're so tightly grown that from a distance it looks sort of velvety, and that's called a druzy quartz or a micro quartz.
Yeah, it's very velvety looking.
Very velvety looking, and the color is a lavender color, which is one of the new colors that we are starting to be able to see. You see, the colors that we've seen all our lives are not all the colors there are. Mm-hmm. There are many, many other colors, and as we grow in consciousness and as we grow in sensitivity, we will be able to see other and a much greater range of colors, and this particular lavender color is one of those new colors that are coming in and that we are able to see. The color itself, by the way, is very healing and feels good and actually works with different parts of your being to heal you and integrate you in a very real way. So it's not just something make-believe, but it's really doing something. Now this
feels
particular
good.
I'm sorry?
It feels very good.
Yeah, it feels very good, and it is similar to the transformation quartz, the Himalayan quartz. This amethyst, again, is the second of those, or actually the third, because I spoke of about the Herkimer diamonds growing together with calcite, mm-hmm. working from chakra 1 through 33. So this is the third one of these transformational stones that we've been given around approximately in the past 2 years, exactly when we need it. Now, this doesn't mean that everybody needs to have a stone or this particular stone, but for those of us who are drawn to stones, who find that we love and enjoy stones, and that we can grow with them and use them to help us in our work and in our play, for those of us, these are wonderful new toys to be playing with. As I said, it's not for everyone. There are some people who don't need any stones at all, or who have some other methods or ways that they work with their consciousness. What a stone does is that it keeps a specific vibratory rate, and it holds that rate because it is mineral, it is stone. It holds that rate, whereas we, being flesh and blood, move up and down. You know, one minute we may be happier, we get a phone call and it's not very good news, so we're less happy, and we just go up and down all day long. Then the sun comes out from the clouds, and then we're happy again. So we're up and down, up and down. But a stone pretty much keeps its steadiness of its vibration, whichever one it is representing at that time. Mm-hmm. So this Neri amethyst, again, is a transformational stone because, not only because of the color, but also when we tested this amethyst, the normal amethyst that you normally see from Brazil, this amethyst that comes from Arizona, there's wonderful amethyst from Madagascar, many, many, many countries in the world. In Africa, there are many countries that have wonderful, beautiful amethyst. All of these work with, similar to the Herkimer diamond, they work with chakras 5, 6, and 7. So those are the throat, the third eye, and the crown chakra at the top of your head. Now this Hungarian amethyst, again, being one of the new transformational stones, vibrates the chakras 1 through 18 without missing any. So that means instead of 3 chakras, we have 18 chakras, or 6 times the tonal range of any kind of previous amethyst. So this is the third of our transformational stones that we're talking about tonight.
Yeah, very, very interesting stuff. For those of you that are sensitive to stones, and I always joke about how women are very sensitive to stones, and that's why we love jewelry. You know, give us the bling, we're happy. But I think there's a lot to that. You know, if you look back at the use of stones in the ancient times, and, you know, people talk about the stones that were on Aaron's breastplate, you know, the biblical account of the stones. And you look at that kind of stuff, a lot of the stones they talked about in the Bible are not what we call them today, so you have to really go back and look. A lot of the stones that are coming out now that are new are actually things that might have been part of these ancient ritualistic objects that help people to actually be in contact with what they called God. And now we call that, you know, the higher self, or the, you know, the father within, or the child within, or whatever. But basically, if you can pick up a stone and have your vibratory frequency change to where you can get better information about you and your life and which direction you're headed in, what the heck does it matter what we call it? You know, the fact is that you've just grabbed onto something that can open your eyes a little bit more and open your heart and help you to see what's real. And I can tell you, having experienced these stones, that they will definitely do that. And I had to get, you know, a little piece of the Neri amethyst and a piece of the transformational rose quartz, and then I had to get the old man, because that was really cool. And as I mentioned in the info section for the show, no, there weren't any more that looked like that. But there were plenty that had scenes within them, and some were more clear than others. Some looked more like regular quartz, which is unusual for a rose quartz. But I was just, you know, kind of set back on my heels to look at this, and I had no plans on picking this up and taking it home. And it just started to speak to me. And it spoke to me about a connection with our past and with our future. And it was all about, basically, you know, now's the time to link up. And now is the time to make up your own kind of a breastplate, you know, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, whatever. But you're basically looking to pull together the parts of yourself that have been scattered far and wide throughout the centuries, throughout the dimensions, whatever. What I felt when I picked up the rose quartz was that all of those things started being drawn to the center. And they were kind of all lining up within me and within the parts above me and below me and to the side of me and everything else. So it's kind of hard to describe, but it's like if you looked at a bunch of dots scattered all over the universe, and you picked up something that then made these dots all come back together, that would be the feeling that I had, which is very valuable, and it was very quick. It only took 5 or 10 minutes, and I felt the charge within my DNA. I felt it within every cell in my body. It was not only a heat, it was a light, and it was a definite lightening of my feel as a being. It was more of a completion, is the best way I can describe it. So what have you felt with it, Andrush?
With this pink quartz, with the with the transformational quartz?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I just love playing with it. I just can hold it. Sometimes I hold a piece while I'm working on the computer. I'm holding a large piece in my hand right now, which could be the brother of the one that you have photographed.
Mm-hmm.
And, I feel a tremendous amount of energy. And, you know, when anything is covers so many, such a long line of chakras, it feels very much, it pulls you along into an alignment, which is what Valerie has been saying all evening, is that it pulls you into an alignment. And it takes you into, if you are interested in going higher, it can take you there, because it is, you know, goes very, very high. And you can easily go to it from any point where you are. If you are living in your heart, it's easy to join this. If you're living in your second chakra, third chakra, it doesn't matter where you're primarily focused right now. You can join this long column of energy easily. And the energy is very fine. It's a refined energy, and it's a very gentle, to me, it's a very gentle energy. It's not a rough energy. For example, the Herkimer diamond with calcite, people have said that it's a little more, it's more of a rude energy, a little more of a rough energy, although it's very, very powerful in its own way. So this is how we pick crystals. We pick things that seem to feel in alignment with us and with what we're doing and wanting to do. And, you know, these are tools. These are just tools. you can live very well without ever touching a crystal for the rest of your life. As long as you have food and water and shelter and a little bit of clothing, you'll be okay. But it's a really nice, they're really wonderful friends to have along on the trip. That's the way I like to put it. It's just something that I'd love to have along with me. And I always have some smaller versions of these stones that I carry in my pocket just in case there's a there's a mineral emergency and I need to access one of these stones. So I love to have them with me at all times. The one that we haven't talked about, we've talked about the Herkimer diamond with the calcite. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the transformation, the pink quartz from the Himalayas. We've talked about the Nyeri amethyst. And the fourth one, which also comes from my native Hungary, is something called opalized wood. And it's has a white skin. The bark of the wood has turned white, very, very clear, very like a powder white, like a talcum powder or something like that. And the center where the wood was inside of the bark, and these are pieces about, they can start from about 1 inch up to about 3 or 4 or 5 inches long. And it's a piece of a branch, if you can imagine that. If you broke off a 2-inch piece of a branch and it turned to stone, that's what this would look like. So the outside still looks like bark. And these are also very, very transformational in a very different way. They have a very different energy. A friend came over here, Richard Feather Anderson, a couple of months ago. He was in Sedona, and he saw this crystal for the first time, and I let him play with some different pieces of it, and he said, he made the remark that this was like the light sword in the Star Wars movies, because when you hold this handle and you press it, or I don't know if there was a button on there or something, suddenly this sword pops out. That's about a yard long, and it's a lightsaber. So that's exactly the way this thing works. You hold it in your hand, and suddenly this energy pops out about a yard, and it's very, very powerful energy. So
yeah,
all these stones
are ones
that we just found recently. That these were all found just within the past 1.5 to 2 years. Yeah, I'm sorry, dear. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that piece of opalized wood that you gave me, I tried it two different ways. The one was, you know, to put the far end into my palm and then use the cut end, you know, like the lightsaber. And then the other thing I decided to do is I put it right over my heart when I went to bed that night. I put the cut end or the proximal end closer to the tree. I put that over my heart and had the other end pointing out. And it was so comforting and so connecting to do it that way. And I have no idea whether that was right or wrong or indifferent or whatever, but I can tell you...
There is no right or wrong. If it works for you, it's right.
Yeah, it was interesting because it helped me to sleep that night. Now, you would think that if you stuck one of those in your nightie or your PJs right over your heart, that if you turned over, you would stab yourself and you would kind of notice it. I didn't turn over, you know, and normally I don't sleep on my back. So that was really interesting that it stayed there, and I was very surprised when I woke up in the morning that it was still there in the exact same spot. And I know that I slept really well that night, and I was free of the disturbing kind of dreams that most people have been having while we've been going through this whole, you know, solar eclipse and lunar eclipse and all this kind of stuff. And I was thinking, you know, perhaps I should have picked that up and put that over my heart last night when I couldn't sleep all night because of this eclipse. But, you know, we're going through a lot of different energetic changes, and things are not the way they used to be. But let
Does
me
Does everybody
rephrase.
Know about the solar eclipse, Valerie? An hour and 10 minutes ago was the high point of the longest and supposedly the most powerful eclipse of the century. It's a solar eclipse. So we are talking about these things just at the right time.
Yeah, and basically people need to know that the things that have been going wrong for the last couple of months were all leading up to this. And this is your chance to release. Release all the crap out of your lives, out of your DNA, everything. Let it go. Because it's all being kicked up right now for you to look at and decide if you really want to deal with that anymore or if you're done with it. And, you know, the value of these transformational stones is that they can help us to move beyond that. And at the very least, to bring up into your conscious life what's really going on. You know, if you examine everything that's happened to you in the last couple of months, you'll get a clue as to what you need to clear out of your life if you want to. And if you don't, you can continue to enjoy the misery and the drama, but you don't need to. And the eclipses, the lunar, the solar, everything, all of these eclipses and the solstice and everything else that's happened in such close proximity this year, it's all about clearing the crap out of your life. And, you know, I think the whole thing with the transformational stones, the reason I was interested in having Andras talk about it, is because there are a lot of people out there like me that are gritting our teeth and going, okay, I had to go through this, and I'm here to tell you that I'm unwilling to go through that crap anymore. And so it has to go. It has to be released. It has to be healed. It has to be paid attention to and gotten out of the core of our being. Because the core of our being should be pure light and love. And that's how we transmit ourselves to the next dimension. You know, it's not that somebody's going to come along and save you. It's that you are your own savior. And so when you do these other things, you find out about things that are available. You can choose whether you want to do them or not. You don't really need anything but you. But the question is, how much attention are you paying to you? And how much do you realize that what is being kicked up in your life was there to be healed? And that your attitude about these things is really, really important. And, you know, sometimes these things just kick up for you to look at it and go, yeah, that's not me anymore. So all that stuff is vitally important. What I'm saying about the stones is they help you to see that more. And they help you to move that stuff out if you want. And you can use them for those different things. Like I said, I use the petrified wood over my heart because I realized with everything I've been through in the last 13, 15 years, it's been so difficult. And, you know, the astrologers would look at my chart and say, well, of course, you know, you got this in there and this is in there and Neptune's tromping on everybody and, you know, that's what it is. Okay, you know, that could be. I don't know enough about astrology to say yay or nay. I can say that when they look at my chart and tell me this kind of stuff, it's like, okay, I get it. That makes perfectly good sense to me because I've had to live it. And so maybe this is the time, not only for me, but for everybody, to get the crap out of their lives. You know, what do you want to do now? How many, well, for however many years, whether we're all done with this in 2012 or whether we go on for another 40 or 50 years, what is it that you want to bring into your life? And I feel like these crystals help us to get into connection with those higher parts of ourselves and help
yes.
us to...
Yes, yeah. I agree.
And to help us to kick out the damaged parts of our DNA that really aren't part of us. You know, they actually belong
kicking
to...
Kicking out those parts, Valerie, has to do with your intention and your will. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those parts are not going to go by themselves for the most part.
Right.
Some of them will, but for the most part, you have to intend to move ahead and move on, and this is where a stone can help you. It's not that there aren't other things. There are fragrances, there are oils, there are many other techniques and meditations and so on and so forth. There are many ways to do this, but for some of us, stones are what does it for us, and the stones assist you because there is something called entrainment. And entrainment means when you come into a partnership with something or somebody, and in this case you come into a partnership with a stone which represents certain very steady and deliberate vibratory rates, and some of those can be ones that assist with cleaning out, with cleaning house. And cleaning house is very much what's happening right now over the past few years and the next couple of years. And it's up for all of us, whether we like it or not. It's just a matter of how much you take advantage of this time. And I recommend to you that you do take advantage of this time and of these energies that are available on the planet right now. And there are certain things that will assist you. One of them is stones that will assist you to move beyond some of these old states that we're letting go of. But you still need to have your intention and your willingness to let go.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, it doesn't happen by itself. We have to want it. And I think that's what all of the writings have been from all the Ascended Masters and the Archangels and stuff. It seems like everybody and their brother now is channeling them and saying, you know, it's your intent that's really important. And as I've said, you know, as I've traveled around with the quantum vortex, listen, people, we can change this in an instant. All we have to do is set our intentions that we live in paradise and that everyone loves and everyone connects and we all care about each other and we all care about the entire creation. That's all it's going to take. And the stones are here to help us. They're very wise, actually. If you ever connect with a stone, I mean, they are really, 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 really old. And by the way, we carry pieces of those within ourselves. Not pieces that you could see and feel, but little teeny tiny, you know, molecules of all of the stones that are in existence are actually within us. They're part of our cellular makeup. Or as the scientists say, we're made of stardust. And so when you start to put it in perspective like that, and you start to realize that there is nothing that we can't do because we are everything, and you start to appreciate not only the stones, but the people around you, you know, and really appreciate everyone for what they mean to you. And these stones just kind of remind us of that because they are connected still, like the trees are connected. And if you've ever listened to the Native Americans, they will tell you that the aura of a tree matches that of a human, and they call the trees the standing people. And if you look at the auras of animals and you interact with animals, you will see that the animals have become more sentient, so have the insects. I mean, I can tell you now, the insects in my place are running for their lives because the minute I spot them, they are dead. That sounds really callous, but as my teacher used to say, nope, you can kill the insects, don't worry about it. I said, oh, good. And that's because I have stated very clearly, you know, you come in the house, you're dead. Stay outside, I'll leave you alone. You know, because you belong outside, I belong inside. And, you know, that's the way it goes. But the animals, I mean, they're trying to teach us things. They're trying to help us to connect because they haven't lost their connection. And even the rocks and the trees and all the plants, they haven't lost their connection. It's only humankind that's lost it.
Yeah, the Native Americans call them the stone people. And I'm talking about minerals and crystals. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if some of the listeners know that quartz crystals and many crystals are alive.
Yeah.
So the quartz crystal, which I mostly deal with quartz crystals. I have some other minerals for sale, and I offer and I teach about some other minerals. But really what I'm in love with, what I have mostly in my collection, personal and for sale, is are quartz. And unless they've been polished, when they are polished and the skin has been removed, it's just like a human being or an animal. If you remove the skin, it will die. So the quartz crystal is the same. If you polish it, it is no longer alive. It still has a very powerful energy. For example, if you have a cut stone in a ring, let's say a ruby, you have a small ruby in your pinky ring, that ruby will still hold that ruby vibration, and it's a very powerful vibration. It's a very strong base chakra, first and second chakra vibration. It will still hold that vibration, but it is not the same as when it was a crystal before it was polished and cut. When it was a complete crystal, a ruby crystal, it was alive. So these crystals, like the one that Valerie has here in the photograph, is a living being. And the difference between you and it are two things. One is it can't walk around, It doesn't have the, it can't, you know, can't move itself around from one place to another like you can. And the other thing is it counts its time in millions and tens of millions of years, whereas we count our time in months and years. Mm-hmm. So it lives many, 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 many times longer than we do. Otherwise, it is just like we are. It has children. It is responsive and sensitive to the entire electromagnetic spectrum of colors, sounds, fragrances, vibratory rates, everything just like people are, except it is mineral. So it holds those levels of vibration and those specific rates and holds them in a way that only a mineral can. And that's basically the difference. So these are living beings that we're dealing with.
Yeah, absolutely. And anyone who has done any kind of crystal meditation, I mean, I used to do that a lot when I was younger. And, you know, you can go in, you can play in the mountains inside the crystals and all kinds of stuff. But you will find that there's an interaction there that maybe you didn't quite notice before. And you'll find that these things will respond to you. And, I mean, I've even had the great experience of having rocks kind of move underneath me to support me, which is really an interesting experience. And having had that experience, you know, I can say that I trust the rocks. You know, I'm not worried they're going to dump me on my head or anything because they know that I appreciate them. And they know that, that, you know, if I need help, I need help. And so they do help. Which I thought was pretty fascinating, and I learned that I was able to do that when I was first doing my firewalking stuff and hiking around a lot. And my teacher at the time was giving me all these warnings about, well, do this, do this, do this. And he turned around and he said, oh, you're good on rocks. I said, yeah, they support me. And I don't know how I knew that. I guess just, you know, living along, you know, along the road, you kind of start to notice these things and go, you know, there's something going on here that maybe I didn't quite notice before. And so
the relationship also, I'm sorry, Valerie, I thought you were done. I was going to say the relationship between a human and a crystal is not a one-way street. It's two-way because the crystal also grows from being in relationship with a human being. So we actually help each other. It's a symbiotic relationship.
You know, and that's a good point, too. And I mean, I have had plenty of experience with that. When I had a crystal years ago that was pretty good size. It was about a 10-inch crystal and, you know, a couple of inches, well, more than a couple. It was probably about 6 inches around. Beautiful hunk of crystal. And when I bought it, it was opaque. And, you know, beautiful quartz crystal, 6 points, you know, the whole nine yards. But it wasn't expensive because it was not clear. And as I meditated with that crystal over the next 10 years, not only did it completely clear up, but it filled with rainbows. Now, most people look at that and go, huh, impossible. Well, no, it's not impossible because crystals have this piezoelectric property. This is why they use them in timepieces and things. And if you strike crystals together, you'll see a spark. And, you know, they can sing. They can do all these amazing things. And so that crystal cleared completely up and was the most beautiful crystal. And, you know, if that doesn't show you that we have a relationship with the crystals, I don't know what will. And, I mean, I knew people that knew me when I got that crystal and saw it years later. And when I told them that was the same crystal, they couldn't believe it. So what I'm saying is, you know, hopefully we've opened your minds a little bit tonight about what's possible and what's available in the world of stones. And, you know, they're not all beautiful and, you know, clear and, you know, gem-like. Sometimes the most powerful stones don't look like anything. But, you know, they have a lot of powers too.
Or they, or like this transformation quartz, they look a little bit worn and weathered and funky, you know. Beauty is not always necessarily the best thing. And these are beautiful in their own right, but look beyond the outside beauty of a crystal, just as you look beyond the beauty of a human being you don't just look at the outside. You look at what's in the heart and how they behave. And so this is an important thing to remember, and it's a lesson to us in that sense also.
Absolutely. Well, as the Native Americans say, everything that exists around us is here for us. It's here for our lessons, for our education, so that we can get out of the sandbox and, you know, get to the higher dimension and, you know, go get sit at the big kids' table, you know, and drink out of a regular cup instead of a sippy cup, you know, and things like that. It's all about our becoming more of who we really are. And that's what the challenge is. You know, how do you get out of the matrix? You know, how do you discover your true powers? And if somebody puts you in here, how do you get out? And all of these clues have been left around us, like the teacher plants and every plant that's out there can teach you things, like the rocks, like the animals. You know, I mean, we truly do live in a loving universe because we've been given all of these things, including other people, to help to open our minds and help us to become again. So it gets to be more and more fun. And if you haven't tried these transformational crystals, I suggest that you give Andras a call or drop him a line. And by the way, why don't you give them your contact information, Andras?
Well, you could reach me at info@pendulumworks.com. And pendulum is spelled PendulumWorks, pendulumworks.com. info@pendulumworks.com.
Excellent. Yeah, that's an important contact for you. One of the reasons why I wanted to have Andras on the show is not just because he's a friend and he's a fascinating guy and, you know, knows all this stuff, but also because in my journeys around the world, limited as they have been, I tend to get in touch with people that have really important stuff to share. One of the things that's really cool about Andras is you can call him up and say, hey, I'm looking for a crystal to do XYZ. And he says, oh, yeah, I've got 4 boxes of this crystal that does XYZ. And did you know this and that and the other? And you go, no, I didn't know that. Great. So I'm always amazed. It's always really cool because I didn't know anybody loved crystals as much or more than I did. And so it's really great to go to somebody who is the authority on this stuff and really knows what these things do and has crystals that you can't find anyplace else in the United States. I don't know about the world, but he's got the largest collection of things you can't find elsewhere, which is really nice. And so if you're looking for something particular, I suggest you drop him a line and ask him about such things, you know, and give him the dimensions or the quality that you're looking for and things like that. And I got to tell you, I saw some beautiful anhydrous celestial Herkimers today. Oh, man, I was drooling. There was even a really big one there that you could hold out your whole hand and it would rest in that hand. And, I mean, it wasn't little. It would take up the space of your hand. It was just gorgeous. And, you know, things like that. And, you know, it's just really fun. And if nothing else, you know, you can have something like that and just kind of take a look at it. And if you work with these things, you'll start to have some very interesting things going on, interesting dream states, lucid dreaming, all kinds of stuff. So I suggest that you mark down Andras as a good contact for information about stones, and especially if you're looking to obtain something. And you know, just kind of keep that information on your Rolodex in case you need it. Because, you know, he can get you what you need. And that's quite valuable, because I can tell you, I have pounded the streets going from crystal shop to crystal shop. They don't normally carry the unusual because people are looking for cheap. And so they carry the prettiest stuff they can find that's cheap and the stuff that they know is going to sell. And that's it. Whereas Andras is a crystal lover, so he carries the stuff that's really, really transformational.
Yeah, so we work with rare and unusual stones, and we specialize in working with healers and therapists and massage therapists and people who work with other people. We have a lot of stones for people who assist other people in moving along on their path.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting stuff. I I can't wait to see what happens with these ones that I got. And that old man rose quartz that I got from you, Andras, is really interesting. And he keeps trying to talk to me. And when I took his picture today, he actually posed for it. So that was pretty interesting. And yeah, I'm looking forward to getting some time to sit down and really see what's going on with that.
You could spend years discovering new things from from that old man.
I bet. I was so shocked. I picked him up, and my hand was attracted to where this guy was. And I wasn't really planning on getting one this big, and I picked it up, and I couldn't put him down. Every time I tried to put him down, I picked him back up until I noticed he had a face, and I went, wow. And then to see that it was three-dimensional shocked me even more, because I didn't see that when I looked at him at first. So he's pretty interesting. Anyway, we are at the end of the hour again. This just flies by. You've got so much information, Andras, and so many things that we have to talk about that can help people that you're just going to have to be on again.
We haven't even scratched the surface, Valerie.
I know. That's what I mean. We're going to have to kind of make you a regular here, and we're going to have to talk about just one thing at a time, because these people want to know. And, you know...
Yeah, we'd love to hear from the listeners. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
With your writing your questions or experiences or anything that you want to share. We would love to hear it.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, what I find most of the time is people tell me, well, I was going to call in, and then you asked the question I was going to ask just as I picked up the phone. Okay, that's one of the problems with being psychic. You know, I kind of intuit those questions, get the listeners what they need. But please do drop Andras a line if you have any questions, or drop me a line, and, you know, whoever you remember to ask the question to, and I will get you the answers. Or Andras will answer you. And we're looking forward to the next time. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about next time, but we'll figure it out. And meanwhile, I'm going to work with these other transformational things and see what happens. Anyway, until next week, remember that we have our lovely sponsor, HydraMay Skin Nutrition. You can reach them at HydraMay.com, HydraMay.com. Please go there if you haven't done that prior to this. Do yourself a favor and mention that if you order anything, mention that you heard about it on this show. I'd appreciate that. And as always, until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Good night.
do, do, do.